This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news out of stories first. Sindhupalchok flooding and landslides claim 2 lives and 20 individuals go missing. Nepal government decides to allow public vehicular movement adopting public health security measures. Nepal's 139 corona-infected people return home today following health recovery. Total number of home returnees reaches 7,891 in the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts risk of flood and landslide from today till July 12. And WHO sets up panel to review handling of COVID-19 pandemic. Now the news in detail. The heavy rainfall and flooding occurred since last night have claimed 2 lives at Jambu in Barabisa municipality in Sindhupalchok district. Officials said 20 individuals are missing in the landslides. Police have identified that the deceased have been identified as Nikesh Basnet and his 3-year-old daughter from Barabisa municipality. Likewise, 5 persons, including a 7-day baby, who were injured in the incident of flood and were airlifted to Kathmandu for treatment this afternoon. Deputy Superintendent of Police Madhav Prasad Kofli informed that the injured were sent to Kathmandu by the helicopters of Air Dynasty and Mountain Air. Meanwhile, the identities of those missing in the flood and landslides have been ascertained. According to Mayor Nimpunjo Sherpa of Barabisa municipality, flooding in Khagdal and Adikula rivers swept away bridges and roads, causing difficulties for human mobility. Likewise, the Solan Batikosi River has damaged different places along the Barabisi Tatopani road section of Raniko Highway. Flood has also inundated the Middle Batikosi Hydropower Project, causing losses of billions of rupees. Project Chief Sunil Kumar Lama said that a Chinese technician has also gone missing in the flood. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has expressed sorrow over the loss of human life and property caused by the flooding and landslides occurred at Barabisa of Sindhupalchok district. In a tweet today, President Bhandari has drawn the attention of the concerned sides for the rescue, relief and rehabilitation. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has also expressed sorrow over the Sindhupalchok incident. Vice President Poon, through a press release today, has drawn the government's attention to the rescue and relief efforts by ensuring treatment of the injured. Likewise, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives and properties by the flood and landslide in Sindhupalchok district. Talking to journalists at Chautara in the district following the on-site inspection of the disaster site today, he pledged that there would be no compromise in rendering relief to those injured and victimized in the flood and landslide occurred in Jambu River last night. Meanwhile, Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, expressing sorrow over the incident of Sindhupalchok, has urged party cadres and local administration to indulge in the rescue efforts. Similarly, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba, issuing a press statement today, expressed sorrow and directed ANSI cadres in the district to go for rescue in the site. Nepal government has decided to allow the movement of public vehicles by following the public health security measures. In a press conference organized in Simadabad today to unveil the cabinet decision held on 7th July, government spokesperson and finance and communications minister Yuvraj Khatiwada said the decision has been made to allow the public vehicle movement within respective districts adopting public health security measures. Minister Khatiwada said in case of Kathmandu Valley, the vehicles will be plying in the 3 districts of the valley. Likewise, the cabinet meeting has also decided to allow 2 persons in a taxi and, in case of the vehicles of private service providers, vehicles of industries, academies, 1 person in a single row will be allowed to sit. Minister Khatiwada, however, said that the odd and even number system has been continued in case of private vehicles. Similarly, the cabinet meeting has also decided to accept the concessional loan from the World Bank for the improvement of administrative reforms and infrastructural development plan. Nepal's 139 corona infected people have returned home today following health recovery. In a press briefing today, Health and Population Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam informed that 139 corona-infected people returned home from various isolation centers across the country, with 7,891 people have recovered till this date from virus infection in Nepal. Likewise, the Health Ministry has confirmed 108 new cases of coronavirus today, taking national tally to 16,531. With this, 5 districts in the country have also become corona-free districts in Nepal. The Development and Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has directed to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers and National Reconstruction Authority to ensure the ownership of remaining tasks as the time period of National Reconstruction Authority is going to expire soon. After holding discussion today with the authority, the committee directed to ensure the continuity of remaining tasks, issue of ownership, supervision, quality assurance and management of resources. Likewise, the committee also directed to the National Reconstruction Authority to manage and finalize the documents in coordination with interagency. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here, we take a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pin chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ रेस्ट अफ द न्यूज अपडेट्स। The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology of Nepal has predicted the heaviest rainfall of this monsoon to occur in the next 4 days in 4 of the 7 states in the country. According to senior meteorologist Dr. Arjuna Srestha, the heaviest rainfall is predicted from 9th July to 12th July in State 1, State 2, Bagmati and Gandaki State. Srestha said that there has been incessant rainfall since monsoon became active and the water level in the rivers and ponds have risen alarmingly. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has called for caution since there was a chance of flood and inundation in the Tarai areas. The government has put in place an early warning system which timely alerts people about the possibility of natural disasters like flood, inundation, lightning, hailstorm and landslide among others. Likewise, meteorologists have predicted average rainfall in this monsoon. Although the average monsoon is forecasting, there stands a chance for rainfall deficiency or excessive rainfall at any given time. According to the department, the floods have been predicted in rivers such as the Kankai, Kosi, Kamala, Bagmati and Narayani rivers and their tributaries. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa extending congratulations to the newly appointed Inspector General of Nepal Police, Shailesh Thapa Chhatri, believed that the peace and security would be further strengthened during his tenure. Speaking in a program organized to congratulate the new IGP at the Home Ministry today, Minister Thapa directed IGP Thapa Chhatri to complete police adjustment process following federal structure and laws. Likewise, Secretary at the Ministry, Maheshwar Dahal, directed new IGP to work in team spirit. Similarly, IGP Thapa Chhatri committed to work being honest and dutiful. The Janata Samajwadi Party, JSP, has been officially registered as a political party in Nepal. It became the latest political party to be registered at the Election Commission of Nepal. ECN spokesperson Rajkumar Srestha said a meeting of the Election Commission Nepal on Wednesday decided to register the JSP and its office bearers have been invited to receive the party registration certificate on Friday. The Janata Samajwadi Party has been formed following a merger on April 22nd between Samajwadi Party and Rashtriya Janata Party. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news. Now to some international updates. The World Health Organization WHO said on Thursday that it was setting up an independent panel to review its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the response by the governments. The announcement follows strong criticism by US President Donald Trump's administration, which accused the WHO of being China-centric, and US formal notification on Tuesday that it was withdrawing from the UN agency in a year's time. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a virtual meeting with representatives of WHO's 194 member states that former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark and former Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf have agreed to head the panel and choose its members. Tedros noted that in May, WHO member states adopted unanimously a resolution put forth by the European Union calling for an evaluation of the global response to the pandemic. More than 12 million people have been reported to be infected by the novel coronavirus globally, and 548,229 have died so far. The European Union's executive said on Thursday that significant divergences persisted in its talks with Britain on their new relationships from 2021. Britain left the European Union in January and is in a standstill transition period with the bloc to give the two sides time to forge a new relationship on everything from trade to security. Negotiations have so far failed to bridge gaps over fisheries and fair competition guarantees, among other issues. Negotiators meet again in Brussels next week after talks this in London. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Sindhupalchok flooding and landslides claim 2 lives and 20 individuals go missing. Nepal government decides to allow public vehicular movement, adopting public health security measures. Nepal's 139 corona-infected people return home today following health recovery. Total number of home returnees reaches 7,891 in the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts risk of the flood and landslide from today till 12th, and WHO sets up panel to review handling of COVID-19 pandemic. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned and have a good night.